Well, I guess we'll just find out. If it's the news, according to me. Good Tuesday morning. I believe it's good. Good morning. It is a Tuesday, June 24th. It is actually 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is 6:02 Central Time, where I am. I'm still in Chicago, by the way. I'm still in Chicago, living the dream here in a hotel. here we are. Lots going on in the world, lots happening, and a lot of conflicting information. I'm not sure exactly what the deal is. We're gonna talk through it, but in the meantime, you can call the show if you want to. It's 812-379-8778. Give a call, send a text, ask a question, and give me your opinion, give me your thoughts on what I think about the news, and that'll be, you know, there you go. That's all there is to it. We have it'll be an interesting week, I think, as things unfold, and we'll see where things go from here. However, in the meantime, we're going to talk about what's in my cup. I have in my little paper cup here, I have some chai with powdered creamer in it, which is, you know, okay. Not going to say it's fantastic, but it's okay. I have in my backup cup. It's good. It's a little bit watered down, but it is Chick-fil-A sweet tea. Actually, still pretty good. I had it in the refrigerator overnight. Got that yesterday, and it's hanging in there. It hasn't gone funky yet, which is good. So I got that as my backup cup this morning, which isn't too bad. I can't wait to get home to get some. Peach tea. I guess I still have some peach tea at home. Hopefully it's still good. It's been 5 days since I made that, so it could be getting a little funky, but probably going to be okay. Usually if it's kept sealed up in the refrigerator, it will last quite a while, typically that way. So we'll see how that goes. Now, in the meantime, I will be getting home today. Be home for a few days. The rest of this week, there will be a normal schedule on the show the rest of the week, as far as I know. Unless something weird happens, but in the meantime, Trump says, I guess he's made some statements. He's not real happy with Iran, and he's not real happy with Israel either. I guess between the two of them, he thinks that they could be working out a deal, and they're not. There's some interesting things happening. You know, after all this has happened, of course, the media is finally kind of starting to back away from this a little bit. Just only because they just don't know. They don't know what to think about this. They've been typically war hawks. They've been kind of pushing for that kind of thing. Of course, this strike, they can't really say that much about it. They're trying to say that the president had no authority to do this. That he doesn't. Congress only is the only one who can declare war. We haven't declared war, and of course, AOC has come out and started to say some things. She's stepping way beyond her understanding, which is not unusual. Usually she's trying to say things when she's asked questions without being prepared. She usually is on her heels the whole time, on the ropes. Basically, she's working defense. She's trying to flail around with answers and trying to spew some kind of word salad that doesn't make any sense, which is what happened to her recently. She was asked some questions about the whole question of, you know, what are we doing with, you know, what's happening here. And she went to this whole thing of, you know, only Congress has the power to declare war, and we can't go to war with it. Well, this whole thing, you can't say that. It's looking at historically what's happened here with past presidents. This is not unusual at all. It is fact that there is a precedent for it, and it's been, you know, ruled very clearly that there's congressional there is presidential authority, power, executive power to do such things within 60 days. They have so much time to do whatever, and it looks as if these strikes have served their purpose. We've taken out their capability to enrich uranium and create a nuclear bomb, nuclear weapon. In the meantime, you know, there are all kinds of proxies that Iran works through, or that the administration there, or the regime, as they call it, works through. And so, no, they're ordering these things to be done by basically paramilitary groups that are sponsored and funded by Iran. That way they can, you know, they can absolve themselves with plausible deniability, whatever they call it, you know, plausible deniability or whatever. They can say that they didn't do anything. However, it's become very evident that they, you know, that everybody knows that they're the ones behind most of this. There are some attacks that keep happening. My understanding is that there was a military base that was attacked. Apparently, it wasn't a direct attack from Iran, but it was an attack from one of their proxies. And I've heard conflicting reports here. I've heard one report was that three military soldiers had passed away and they'd been killed. Several others were injured. I've also heard that as of last night, I was hearing reports that no one was killed and there were no casualties. So there's been a lot of conflicting reports about some of the things that have been coming out. Maybe this morning we'll clear some of those things up. And the biggest thing is that Iran basically is saying, we want a ceasefire. And of course, now that just means we want time to regroup. We want time to, you know, look, we're losing. We want to back away. It's okay. Now we're willing to talk. It's interesting how that kind of thing happens this happens on the playground as much as it does on the world stage. You know, someone will pick on you. They'll be a bully. They'll be whatever. Now keep in mind, Iran has been through its proxies and has been sending missiles into Israel, making threats to America for a long time. This is kind of like the bully on the playground who is poking at you and throwing epithets and just saying all kinds of things. Not epithet. I don't even know what an epithet is. I'm not sure if I got the right word. And they're making all kinds of comments, it's threatening, being whatever. And then they turn around, and of course, as soon as you call them out on it, they back away. It wasn't me. There was a neighbor of mine who was a little bit of a bully, used to pick on me quite a bit. And he, if his father would have known what he was doing, he probably would have spanked him all the way to China. But he ended up just different things that he did. And of course, he used to follow me around on his bicycle. It was his dad's bicycle. I had my own bicycle, and he would follow me right behind me and try to knock my tire with his front wheel. And he was like trying to pick on me and call me names. And one day he got really close behind me, and I just stopped. Of course, he, trying not to run into me, ended up falling down. Of course, that just got him. That was it. After that, he was forever my nemesis. He finally kind of grew up at some point in his life. I'm not sure when. I happened to run into him one time in the O'Hare Airport. I was kind of walking alongside this guy, and I looked over at him. I said, "Oh, you're so and so." He goes, "Oh, yeah." He barely recognized me, and then he realized who I was. Of course, I was wearing, this is back in the early part of the century, I was wearing a pilot uniform, wearing my captain uniform, and it's a little bit different situation now. All of a sudden, we're growing up, and we're in our 40s, and he realizes, I think, that he never said anything, never apologized, never said anything, but you know, the way he acted back in high school. But he definitely, and I had talked to him before that. I'd run into him at a class reunion, and he was very different, very kind, very cordial with me as well, but has never apologized for the way he treated me back in high school, back in junior high in high school. Mostly junior high is when he was picking on me. So that's all I got to say about that. The bullies are that way. They have a tendency to move on and not have any kind of concern about the way they treated people in the past. But it's just kind of the way they act. And I think right now the concern is that Trump doesn't want Israel to feel like they've got a blank check to just go ahead and just continue on with their military push. He wants to see a ceasefire in this whole thing because he doesn't want to see anything escalate. And of course, there's still been some skirmishes back and forth, even though there's talk about a ceasefire and they want a total and complete ceasefire. And I think that the powers that be, the administration that Trump is trying to work with here, is not being very they're being a little bit difficult in this whole thing. Their desire to have peace is not quite as strong, and I think that that's right now. Currently, President Trump is on his way to the Netherlands. I guess there's a some kind of a summit, and he's leaving from Andrews Air Force Base, that Air Force One is leaving from. So it's be interesting to see what happens. The media and the left, the people on the left, the Congress people, they came out right away with this whole thing with the rhetoric of that Trump is acting, outside of his powers, and this is Congress's power to declare war. They really don't have a leg to stand on, it doesn't matter. They'll say what they want to say and keep going with what they want to go with, but that's kind of the way they are. Now, having said that, that won't stop them from continuing on. It's just every week there'll be something that they'll want to impeach the president over. And of course, they're backing away from this a little bit, partially because it looks like the strikes have been effective and have actually brought about the outcome that they were hoping for, and have been, and in that respect have also been very effective. Because it really has set back Iran quite a ways, and it just, regardless of how much damage they claim, it says, oh, it just made a scratch on our whatever. Well, yes and no. We'll see how all that goes. In the meantime, we'll just have to see how things unfold. Having said that, along with all those things, there's some other things that have been going on. With regard to, being Topical Tuesday, I want to talk a little bit about the whole thing with one of the main things we can talk about is the temperature of the chai in my cup. It's rather hot. It's kind of hot. I take fish oil, and this is a side note, I take fish oil every morning. I also eat a lot of fish, but that's beside the point. One of the things about these gel cap deals is once they dissolve, and you got that fish oil in your stomach. Just to give you some kind of side note thing to think about here this morning while you're eating your breakfast. You get a little bit of an aftertaste in your mouth there once in a while. Just say it. You just kind of have a little burp, and then it's kind of like, fish oil. There we go. But that's that's not overwhelming. It's just, I just had a little hint of that after I took a sip of this chai here. But anyway, the chai is hot. Much like the temperature in most of the Midwest here, we've been having some 90-degree days, over 90. I think yesterday I saw the temperature was 96 at one point, and the wind is blowing, which unfortunately is not even a cool breeze. It's a breeze out of the south, and it's been blowing like crazy. Now, I think today the wind is not supposed to be quite as severe, but it will be blowing. And it's just a little breezy, but it's just not, there's no relief from it. It's just a very humid, hot heat. I think today it's actually supposed to be, I believe Chicago is not supposed to quite reach 90 degrees. I think it's supposed to get up to 89, I think, is the high they're talking about today. But we'll see how that goes. Of course, now if you're in the city, it's even worse, just because, you know, downtown area just heats up a lot. You get a lot more heat that way. And of course, then yesterday was parking my truck. I parked at I went to a Chick-fil-A, which is where I got my tea. Speaking of which, I'll take a sip of that. If I talk about it, I have to take a sip of it. There we go. I got a sandwich and I went inside to eat. And after I got out, I actually went around. I had picked up some. I topped off my sweet tea with before I left. Went out to the truck and was just sitting out there. It was actually halfway pleasant in the shade. I found a shade tree I was underneath. And with the windows down, with the breeze coming through, it actually was a tolerable heat. I actually wasn't sweating. It was just hot. It was just about the right temperature. I think one more degree higher would have made, you know, it would just made it unbearable. Well, of course, this lady pulls up next to me in this big SUV, leaves her car running. She's sitting there forever. She apparently went through the drive-thru, has her car running because she has the air conditioner on, of course, and she's sitting in her car, and the wind was blowing from the direction of her car. Now, the problem was her car was very hot, and just the temperature increase from the wind blowing across the car and that air, the heat from that car, basically migrating into my truck. It's, not only did it block the breeze, that the truck was big enough that it actually kind of blocked, it was an SUV, it's kind of blocked the breeze from my truck, as well as it heated up any air that did get to my truck. Just that few degrees was enough to make me uncomfortable. I was sitting there sweating, and she sat there forever. And I finally looked over, tried to see inside the car what was going on. I just figured she was eating. I didn't think she'd be there that long. And after about 15 minutes, I look over. She's about halfway through her sandwich, and she's like dipping it in some kind of sauce. She's like, it's like got this sandwich, and she's dipping it, and she's taking her time, and she's reading a book or doing something. I don't know what she's doing over there. I was like, well, you're just going to take the rest of the day off and sit in your car. What kind of person does that? And I realized, you know, that's what I was doing. So that the, I realized I was the pot calling the kettle there. But, you know, that's my prerogative. I can do that because it's, you know, so I have a reason to be there. I have nothing else to do. She apparently, you know, she should have something else to do. Anyway, but the temperature, the heat has been really quite extreme. And of course, now you don't hear much right now about the global warming thing, climate change thing. Of course, they're going to blame it on that. But it's just every year we always get hot spells every year. It just happens. It's just what happens. And of course, it's always blamed on somebody else. But it's interesting that's not happening today. I actually went into a Target yesterday, and this is one of the things that apparently Target has really changed its, how you say, its program. Was it a couple of years ago? They had the big thing was that they had, especially over the 4th of July, they had all the trans stuff for kids. I can't imagine that they sold a lot of product. I just can't imagine that happened. Maybe it did. There was a big deal. It was more of a show that they were on board with all this. This year, that's not happening. Of course, it's just they realize that, hey, there's a change in the nation. People are tired of this crap, and it's not going over well. Let's just say that. And I think that they've kind of changed their attitude. All of a sudden, this year, they have a America First type place where there's nothing but flags and all kinds of patriotic gear. So it's interesting to see that the changes there. I didn't buy anything at Target. I was going to, but they didn't have an I couldn't find an automotive section in this Target that I went into. There was nothing automotive at all I could find. There was no hardware, no nothing. It was like, why am I even here? I don't know why. They have groceries. I could buy a snack, but I didn't even buy that. And so I didn't even mess around with that. One of the things that the issues that serious issues that are on the table with this whole potential Iran thing is the Straits of Hormuz or whatever it is. Now, of course, the Trump administration is encouraging more drilling. They're also the Biden administration very deceptively said that we've issued more. You know, there's been more permits issued or whatever they said. There's more oil being produced now than there ever was. The problem isn't the oil being produced. The problem is the potential for future oil. And what happens is the permits to drill, they're one thing. There's a whole process that goes through when there's speculation on a land. Say the oil company comes through and they make speculation on land minerals and that kind of thing that's there. There's a whole process that goes through that whole thing, and like everything else that the administration did. Oh, the border is secure. The border, you know. Oh, we're going to go down and work on the root causes. Whatever it is. Oh, Joe Biden's he's sharp. Oh, he's focused. He's sharp. You better be prepared if you're going to meet with him. He's on top of everything. All the things that we were told. I went through the list of lies. If you want to look at that show, go back to the list of lies show that I did. It was a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing to me how short our attention span is and our retention is with the news and what happens and how quickly people forget what they know. So this same administration was telling us all those things. We're supposed to believe when they tell us that they were drilling more oil than ever before. Well, then why is the price so high and why are we still importing? Why are we importing oil? What's going on there? They were lying. They were playing with the numbers like they do with everything else. Brandon Johnson says that the crime rate in Chicago has gone down because of everything he's doing. That is not the case. He keeps making this argument that the crime rate's going down. They've stopped prosecuting. They've stopped arresting all these kids that are going downtown. There was a board member who was making this big deal out of saying that we need to find a way to stop these kids from, you know, that this, they go down to Michigan Avenue, the main shopping districts in the town, and they just go in and they start raiding stores. They start raiding not just stores, people, customers, everything. They just surround people and start going after them, start taking everything that they have. If you're walking along with a bunch of shopping bags, they're gone. All of a sudden, just everything's gone. And the town board member that was going after him on this stuff was saying, we need to stop this stuff. We need to find a way to keep the streets safe. People have stopped shopping. That's the biggest thing is downtown stores are saying, you know, and this is how it happens. This is how downtowns, if you've ever driven through a big city or a large town, and all of a sudden you see that about 20% of the buildings or 30% of the buildings are all boarded up. The storefronts are boarded up. They're gone. There's nobody there. There's no businesses there. Things are for sale. Things are for lease. Whatever. There's nothing going on. This is the start of it. When you have a crime rate, when you have politicians that change things, taxes get too high, whatever it is, and they don't provide services that make up for those things. They don't provide protection from thieves and thuggery. Or they become the thieves and thuggery by charging too much for property tax. It happens either way. You have the mafia come in and ask for protection. Oh, well, we can come in and you're going to pay me this much to do this. I'm going to make sure that there's no, we come in and they charge you for protection. And what they're really doing is they're bribing you. They're holding you hostage by saying, well, if you don't pay us, we're going to come rob you. Basically, it's like the robber coming and saying, you can pay us $50 a week to keep you from being robbed, or we'll come in and rob you and take everything. This happens all the time. So now what they do is that there was a guy that told a story recently about this guy that was from another country. He came here, started a storefront. This guy came up and washed his windows and came inside. And the guy actually went outside on the sidewalk. He said, what are you doing? I'm washing your windows. He goes, It's $5 a week. I charge $5 a week to wash your windows. So you owe me $5. I said, I'm not going to pay your $5. Get out of here. I didn't ask you to wash my windows. About a couple days later, he comes to his storefront and the windows are all smashed in. He gets them fixed. He pays all this money. You know, it could cost him a bunch of money, and of course. And this guy shows up again and says, I'm here to wash your windows. Of course, he kicked him out again a couple days later. Windows are smashed in again. Now his insurance says, we're not going to insure you. You're high risk. You're in a bad area. Of course, this is how the spiral happens. So we're not going to insure you now anymore. You're going to pay for it yourself. And after this one, and of course, you have to pay more, all the deductible, all the kind of stuff, and you have to get it all done again. Guy shows up again. He's washing the windows. And of course, he had threatened him the last time. He said, if I see you here again, I'm going to come out and bust you. He walks out with a baseball bat. He's going to get rid of this guy. Because he knows, now he's starting to figure out what's going on. And all of a sudden, these four guys kind of come up from down the street, big guys, and say, this guy's going to wash your windows, and you're going to pay him $10 a week. He said, no, he said $5 a week. I think it was a lot more. Maybe it was more than $10. And he's going to pay him $20 a week. You're going to pay him for washing the windows. He said, I'm not going to pay him $20 a week. So he said, he's going to do it for $5. It was $5, because now it's $20. So you kind of get the idea. But this is the way the government does it as well. Oh, you're going to pay us these taxes, and if you don't, we're going to take your business away. We're going to take your property if you don't pay the taxes, and we're going to provide you with all these services for paying taxes. That's how we're going to do it. If you don't pay these taxes, you don't get the services, and we're just going to take your business away. You're going to take your property away. How is that different? I don't understand. You work for something all your life. You put your risk in. You put your time in. You're the one taking the risk. You're the one going out there using your hard-earned money that you've paid taxes for, by the way. So you've paid, you made your income. You paid your income taxes. And with that money, you go out and buy something. And now the government wants to tax you for having it. How insane is this? And we just, you're death and taxes. Got to pay death. Oh, got to die. Got to pay taxes. No, we don't. We have a representative government. We can vote against this stuff. We can change this. Property taxes were not always a thing. Government, country functioned without property taxes for a long time. Country and its citizens functioned for a long time without income taxes. Well, there were taxes, but not income taxes. Just saying. Anyway, that's my thing about today. I guess that's all. It's just a mishmash. This is more of a mishmash Monday than it was, but it's supposed to be Topical Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Wishy-Washy Wednesday, and I guarantee you there will be more talk. Hopefully, one of these 3 days, either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I'm thinking Thursday. I don't know for sure. I need to look on my calendar to see how this is actually going to work out. But I believe on Thursday, it looks like there will be a possibility of me having a live show from the worldwide headquarters. And I'm hoping to have it actually be a video show. So it's going to be on a video, on Rumble, live on Rumble, possibly live on Facebook. I know I keep promising to do this, and I've done it once. I've done a couple recordings of the show on Rumble. If you go on Rumble, just look for The News According to Me. And it's just the regular. It's all words. There's no numbers. Normally, when you look for it, I think if you look for it on Facebook, you're going to need to look it up as The News According the number to Me. I think it's all one word. I'm not positive on that. I'll get all that information. It should be in the description of this particular podcast episode. It should be in that in the description. But in the meantime, yes, and call me if you can. Let me know your thoughts on what I think about the news. It's 812-379-8778. Call, text. If you do not have an international plan on your phone, or you don't have a phone, just if you have a computer, you're listening to this, however you're listening to this, And you want to send a comment or a question, or do you want to leave a message? Or if you don't want your message to be posted on the show, please inform me of that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. But I do. I will post your audio possibly on the show, or I can read the transcript of your show, of your question, on the show. If you don't want me to do that, just let me know, and I will not do that. But in the meantime, we will get through the rest of our day here with the heat that is. And see how things go. I have much to get done ahead of me. I got to get some breakfast in my tummy, and we'll go on from there. In the meantime, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for liking, subscribing. Thank you for praying for our nation. We continue to pray. We are in a major spiritual battle, and we'll go forward from here. Again, folks, thanks again, and God bless. Take care. I will see you hopefully tomorrow. So, there you go. That's all I got to say about that. See ya. Later.